This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Now we've got an update for you on frac sand mining restrictions in Wisconsin.
Last November, a group of Republican senators introduced a bill that would restrict the ability of local governments in the state to regulate frac sand mining. Under the bill, those decisions would be made at the state level.
That legislation was met with strong opposition from both local governments and from citizens. This week, a scaled-back version of that bill was introduced, and Eau Claire-based WPR reporter Rich Kramer is here with us now to give us the latest. Rich, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
So we talked about that bill that was put forth in November proposing new frac sand regulations. Now there is a new one. It's being billed sort of as one that is stripped down. What's new about this one?
Well, what's new is that instead of just taking away the local government's authority to regulate this industry, they're basically grandfathering existing facilities. The big difference is if a frac sand mine is permitted by the local county, town, or village, then any regulations that the town, county, or village may pass having to do with that industry after the fact doesn't apply to them. It applies to any, you know, facilities that haven't been built yet or permitted or even registered the property, but it won't affect ones that are already operating.
Now, is this leaner version of the bill a direct response to the opposition that the one in November saw?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't really know the answer to that question, but I do know that the authors of the bill, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany and Representative Joan Baldwig, they both really sort of backpedaled. I don't know if they were expecting the outcry that they got when they introduced the original version, which was Senate Bill 349. But, I mean, you had local governments. You had the Towns Association really opposing this. The Counties Association was kind of neutral on it, but they were in talks behind the scenes to make some changes because it was all about local control, and this first bill, 349, seemed like it was an attack on that.
So let's make sure we understand this new bill. So what you're saying essentially is there's a frac sand mine that exists already. It's got a permit. Any new local ordinances or regulations can't touch it.
That's right. Actually, and it doesn't even have to be built. A lot of the frac sand mines, you know, you hear numbers like, oh, there's almost, you know, there's 100, 150 frac sand mines. Well, that is a number that includes operations that are actually producing frac sand. It also includes permits, operations that have been permitted. So, but basically, if you go through the process to get your property, permitted for frac sand mining, then yeah, any further restrictions beyond what's already in place when you get that permit will not apply to you.
Do you have a sense of how many existing frac sand operations, or at least land with permits, are out there that maybe haven't begun building yet?
Oh, boy. The number is it's pretty foggy, but the last count that I saw, there was something like 60, maybe 70 operating, and then a total of close to 200. But that was numbers from the DNR. Everybody's got different numbers because this industry is growing so fast that it's really hard to keep track of it. And aside from the DNR, there's no agency that really is in charge of keeping track of it all. So what you have to do is go county by county, town by town to find out.
Now, what are the aspects of the mines that local governments would like to control?
We're talking about things like hours of operation, you know, how whether they go 24 hours a day, or whether they have to shut down on the weekend. We're also talking about light pollution. You know, that's also kind of goes along with the hours of operation because at night, out in the county, you know, when it's pitch black, except for you've got a huge industrial operation. We're also talking about things like blasting to get at the rock. We're talking about sandstone, so they have to blast chunks of the rock face off, and then they grind that up. And so it's things like that, basically quality of life things.
And last time you talked about the opposition that the older set of regulations saw. How are local governments and citizens responding this time?
Well, I haven't heard too much. It just came out this week. And officially, I know that the Counties Association and the Towns Association, two very powerful lobbying groups for their local governments, they are neutral. They're not supporting it. They're not against it. They're basically stepping out of the way, and I would say they're happier with this version than they were with the first version. But other than that, I called some of my contacts, local contacts that are kind of watchdogs of the frac sand industry and generally opposed to it, and they hadn't really had time to digest it yet. But overall, it seems like it's being received as better than the first version.
Now, I want to go back for a moment to the legislators who are behind this push for new regulations. And as I understand it, they do not have frac sand mines in their districts. What do you think is their attachment to this bill?
Well, generally they're from, you know, the southern and eastern parts of the state. But Tom Tiffany in particular, I can't really speak for Representative Ballwick, but Tom Tiffany, he's taken a leading role in a lot of mining legislation. He was involved with the iron mining bill, too. Other than that, I can't really say. It'd be speculation.
And in terms of what the local governments would like to be able to regulate, you talked about the light pollution. You talked about the blast zone as well. Do you have a sense about whether those things these local governments may be this time around more willing to compromise on?
With the individual companies, you mean?
Yes.
Well, yeah. It seems like there was a really visceral reaction when the whole frac sand mining thing really started exploding right around 2011, 2012. I'm not sure. It depends on the group. I mean, if you've got a town board of three people and then all of a sudden there's a big push to get some anti-frac sand mining people on there, you can have a local government that is really averse to frac sand mining. But in general, I think people are kind of coming to the realization that you can't really stop it. It's all they can do is really kind of, work with the companies as best they can and come out with the best alternative for, you know, that they can get. It seemed like at first it was kind of, we got to stop this. Now it's, let's work with them and try to make it the best possible situation that we can.
Wisconsin is a national leader in frac sand mining, and so it's probably, making up some of this as it goes along. But do you have a sense right now about how these frac sand companies feel about these new regulations?
Well, this bill, the regulations that the towns are giving or with regard to this bill?
With regards to this bill.
They like it. I talked to Rich Buttinger. He's the president of the Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association. It's a group that represents four companies, really the older companies in Wisconsin, some of which have been mining frac sand for 100 years. Because it's not just for industrial, it's not just for oil drilling. They can also use it for glass and foundry work. But they are the official spokes group, I guess, for the industry in Wisconsin, and they're happy with it. Their main complaint beforehand, and the reason why we had both of these bills, is they accused some town governments that are being kind of overwhelmed and taken over by people that are opposed to the industry entirely. They're saying that there was a lot of changing the rules in the middle of the game, and they said that created uncertainty for them.
And I want to ask you as we wind up here, now there's a public hearing set for this bill on March 3rd. What can we expect at that hearing?
Well, you're going to hear a lot of impassioned people speaking about it. I'm going to hear a lot of people against it. I think some of the people will be against anything that makes it easier on an industry to do large-scale mining. And then you'll hear the industry saying that they need this because they can't operate in a situation or in an environment where all of a sudden the rules may change and they may be regulated out of business.
Well, Rich, thank you so much for coming on and talking about it today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Rich Kramer, the WPR Eau Claire-based reporter, and we've been talking about new legislation that would take existing frac sand mines out of the hands of local jurisdiction.